Wednesday, March 30th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry Larry Tomczak, who is a contributor to the Christian Post, wrote an op-ed talking about spiritual gifts. Headline, not 9, but 29 spiritual gifts. Do you know yours? Harry, I know you're right now in the midst of a series from Romans, and you're talking about spiritual gifts, gifts that were given by Jesus Christ to His church. Curious question. Do you agree? Are there 29 gifts?
Actually, I don't agree with that, but I understand where he's headed with the article. Our ministry theme this year at Briarwood has been spiritual gifts. Discover, develop, and deploy them in the body of Christ. Each Christian has one. And each Christian is called to use one as good stewards of this divinely given resource, whereby the body is enhanced by your ministry of your spiritual gift. And Tom, this series is actually being drawn from four key texts, as you just mentioned, Romans 12, verses 3 through 8, 1 Peter 4, 10 and 11, and then 1 Corinthians 12, the entire chapter, and Ephesians 4, particularly verses 11 through 16, and those are the key texts that we're looking at as we're attempting to understand spiritual gifts in order to encourage their discovery, development, and deployment. So I've done my own count. I count 19 that are articulated in the Bible, 19 gifts. But let me quickly say, I don't think there's just 19. I don't even think there's just 29. We're given the two categories of the gifts. They're speaking gifts and they're serving gifts. But then in those two categories, we find a listing of the gifts. And as the gifts are listed out, you find a list in Romans 12, you find a list in Ephesians 4, you find a list in 1 Corinthians. But Tom, even as you begin to count through and you read what the Bible says about spiritual gifts, that every believer is uniquely developed by God's grace and every believer is given a unique gift. But it's not a singular gift. Your spiritual gift is actually a constellation of gifts that God has put into your life. And God is morphing it. Every believer has a unique gift of this constellation of God-given spiritual abilities that are used in the context of your natural talents that He's given you by creation and experience. And now these spiritual talents are spiritual gifts, and they're constantly morphing throughout your life till we get to the new heavens and the new earth. God so loved the world, He gave, let me emphasize, gave His only begotten Son. Then His Son comes into the world and He gives Himself to save us and secure us and seal us from our sins to Himself for now and for all eternity, and His eternal glory being manifested in us, the praise of His glorious grace. That's so invigorating for life to know that God is uniquely doing in you and what God is uniquely accomplishing for you in your life for the eternal weight of glory to God and for your eternal good, even enjoyed in the new heavens and the new earth. And now this Jesus who gave Himself at the cross is ascended and is at the right hand of the Father. And I quote from Ephesians, He gives gifts to men. What is He giving us from heaven right now? Well, He's given us His Word, the Word of God, inspired, inerrant, infallible, sovereign, supreme, and sufficient. And He gives His Spirit, who uses His Word. And He gives salvation as the Spirit of God with the Word of God through the people of God call men and women to saving faith in Christ. So He gives His Word, He gives His Spirit, who is doing the work of common grace, restraining sin in society, but He gives the gospel, the good news, and He gives salvation. He saves us from our sins, where He takes us just as I am, without one plea, and then makes His plea for us, and then changes us. He never leaves us where we are. And then He gives His people His Spirit, who has searched them out, who seals them, who secures them, who sanctifies them, who sends them. And that Holy Spirit with the Word of God in the context of discipleship within His church bestows upon every one of us a spiritual gift put together through a constellation of gifts that He is constantly developing for us to use for Him throughout all of eternity. And then let me just mention one other thing, Tom. God is uniquely working in you. Every believer has a unique gift for a unique purpose at work for the glory of God from His church into this world. That is an astonishing call to stewardship. Look at all that uniqueness, but it's not to make much of us. It is to set us free to make much of Him along with His people as we serve Him together with these spiritual gifts to the preeminence of Christ, proclaiming the glory of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit as our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Harry, let me paraphrase Ephesians 4:10, where it talks about Jesus descended and then He ascended far above the heavens that He might fulfill all things. And then Ephesians 4 talks about the gifts that are given to the office of apostle, prophet, etc. Harry, as I read that, it sounds to me like these gifts were given after Jesus ascended back into heaven. So what kind of gifts would we have seen in the Old Testament?
I think you would have had spiritual gifts. Moses had a spiritual gift. David had a spiritual gift. They all have spiritual gifts. And they are gifted with natural talents. But the picture for us that you see so beautifully in the Old Testament is as God delivers His people from bondage, He then says, I'm going to be with you. And they erect first the tabernacle and later the temple as the dwelling place of God in the midst of His covenant people. Well, Jesus, of course, is the temple. Jesus, of course, is the fulfillment. But as that tabernacle and temple were being built, Moses and later Solomon are directed to get those whom God has gifted with skills to work on the temple, to work on the tabernacle. Well, in the New Testament, Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament temple and tabernacle. And in the New Testament, the temple in this world is not a stone building in Jerusalem. It is His church. You, all of you, are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so what He has done is He has given these gifts in the New Testament to work on the temple that is not made of dead stones, but of living stones that are cut by the work of the Spirit of God. So you see the Old Testament picture of what the New Testament has in fulfillment because of what Christ has done. And so He gives gifts to men, and one of those gifts are men, male and female, to serve and lead in His church. He gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, some as pastors and teachers. And He's given gifts, prophecy, mercy, giving, leading, teaching. He's given all of these wonderful gifts to men, male and female. And every Christian has one. So God has given salvation to us and then gives us to His church and gives us gifts to serve Him in His church. What a benefactor of grace. And we are beneficiaries who now gladly take what God has given to us, not as owners, but as stewards to invest it for His glory, the common good, and the fulfillment of our mission with the proclamation of our message through the ministries Christ has designed in His church. So you got your choice. You can be the pawn of sports, the pawn of politics, the pawn of business, and be maneuvered and manipulated, or you can be a living, breathing, life-changing instrument in the hands of God. So come to Jesus. There's where we start.
Pastor-teacher Harry Reeder says of the Apostles' Creed, it is a gift of God's providence to His church containing essential foundations of faith once for all delivered to the saints as an instrument of discipleship, confession, and unity. Harry has developed a 20-part series on the Apostles' Creed that every believer ought to have as their personal study. Know the Apostles' Creed and you will always be able to share what you believe. To order this series, go to briarwood.org/Apostles' Creed CD. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.